37.
I think he's a traitor. I think he has committed crimes, in fact, by violating agreements, given the position he had. I think it's one of the worst occasions in my memory of somebody with access to classified information doing enormous damage to the national security interests of the United States.
That's former Vice President Dick Cheney reacting to Edward Snowden, who is the NSA leaker or whistleblower, if you prefer. That was the hot topic throughout the whole week, and especially in the Sunday swirl. That's what I call the talking heads on the Sunday television political speak TV kind of stuff, right? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Speaking of speaking, there was a lot of memorable quotes coming out of the week, including from Snowden himself, the fugitive former CIA employee, who said on U.S. surveillance capabilities, we hack network backbones like huge internet routers, basically, that give us access to the communications of hundreds of thousands of computers without having to hack every single one. The former Congressman Ron Paul from Texas, who ran for president last time around, as you recall, said, I'm worried about somebody in our government that might kill him with a cruise missile or a drone missile. And then there was the NSA chief, General Keith Alexander, who looks like he's going to have a heart attack as he was on the Hill and his face was bright red like a Christmas tree bulb. He said, grave harm has already been done by our opening this up. And that's where we're at on Snowden. On leaks, on spy versus spy, crazy information that's coming out, including this, the NSA intercepted phone calls and monitored computers used by people in pretty high levels that took place at the G20 summit, those meetings in London in 2009. So the British are all over this. The latest report is based on documents leaked by Snowden, though, revealing that the U.S. specifically targeted the Russian president's communication signals back to the Russian embassy in London. So it's like a free-for-all, like a grab bag of, like I said, spy versus spy. Remember the Mad comic book? And that's exactly what it was called. You had the one spy, he was all black. Then you had the other spy, he was all white. And they were always doing crazy counterintelligence things. In a way, if I were doing a line drawing of all of this, that's kind of what I get here with the leaking. We can't get enough information about all this. We're now talking the NSA, trying to bounce back, is saying, hey, listen, we have stopped at least a dozen plots. So everybody who thinks that you can just dump on us and we're just spying on you and combing through your information for your information, you could have been blown up if it weren't for us intercepting some nefarious activities. I think they're going to have to tell us what those activities were. And it's split in this country. It really is. Half of Americans, I think this is true, or close to half, think that Snowden is awesome. He's a whistleblower. It's the year of the whistleblower. Listen, he was a contractor. He had a conscience. He didn't care. Forget his $200,000. Didn't matter. He was sick of all the spying and the hypocrisy. So good for him that he put it on the line. He was willing to leak it out to somebody who would be sympathetic, a writer for The Guardian, and just let it fly and land where it might. Then there's the other half who says, man, if only we could shoot him like we used to be able to do, if we could just try him and shoot him as a traitor, wouldn't that be a good thing? There have been other whistleblowers in this country who have been torn apart as to whether or not they did the righteous thing or did the wrong thing. Bradley Manning in the military. We know that he dumped all the State Department secrets. And that right now he's in the thick of his own trial over that, which happened several years ago. So does he get life in prison, which I think is what will happen with him. He'll get life in prison. In the case of Snowden, the charges are being readied for him, but it's a question of where he is. He's supposedly still in Hong Kong, though he's under the radar right now. Hong Kong has an extradition policy with the United States. If he remains there, will they extradite him or protect him and say it's for humanitarian reasons? There's a couple of ways they can get around that. So it's a question of defense. It's a question of offense. By the way, Time did a poll, and the poll that they did was, is America on the right track? 58% of Americans think the country is headed in the wrong direction. Where do you fall in that category? Would you raise your hand and say we're headed in the wrong direction? I would raise my hand. I would raise my hand because I would say Congress has a 10% approval rating. Something's wrong with that. You know, you're never going to get everybody to like the people that represent them. But when you say 10%, I can't say that that's people that are all apathetic, people who aren't in the know. I think we're just tired of being lied to. And so part of this whole NSA thing is maybe more of being lied to. Because, yes, it's out there. We know things were happening. But did we know the broad scope of it? Yeah, there was some information. But, hey, part of it was vague. The list goes on and on. We have the crazy IRS scandal. Why do you target the Tea Party and Patriot parties for tax-exempt status? Why do you even do that? Thinking somehow that's not going to matter, it's never going to become an issue, it's not going to be found out. I mean, are people that represent us in the government that stupid? That's the scary thing to me. I'm thinking we have some pretty smart people in this nation. We do. Well, I mean, we have some of the smartest people that you can imagine that start when they're kids and they're geniuses and they're working as physicists or they're doing, other things. And they could, why can't we put those people in these positions where they actually really know what they're doing? Instead, we seem to have the idiots guarding the gate. To me, that's the most frustrating thing. And that's why I think we're headed on the wrong track, because we consistently get the wrong people in the positions of power that we need to have the right people in. People get drunk on power, and maybe that's what it is. So you have things like Dianne Feinstein, the senator from California, who's been around forever and a day, and her husband easily is part of this real estate group, Richard Bloom, who stands to make millions and millions of dollars because of the sale of some United States post office sites, because his real estate company is involved in that. Does anyone think there's something strange about it? And it seems the more power you have, the more influence you have, the easier it is to do an end round. And that's what it is. I think that they're doing an end round on us in the government. That's what it is. I don't like it. I'm thrown in with the rest of the crew that says America's on the wrong track, and I love this country, and I just want to see us get on the right track. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Hang with us.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Bag here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. A lot of you sent in some really cool emails about Father's Day and also stuff about Syria, because of course now we're jumping into the whole Syria thing finally. Oh, cross the red line. So what does that mean? Does it mean that ultimately we're going to end up in a situation that we're going to regret again? Think of what it's been in the Middle East for us so far. Not very good, really, when you think of Iraq, when you think of Afghanistan. And now this potential for an even crazier deal with Syria. And when you've got the other side of this, you have Putin, who is working with the Assad people. And then you have the U.S. working on the other side of this. There are some strange things going on, let's just say that. And Syria now is the island in the middle of it. It makes no sense to me, especially with the Al-Qaeda ties and the vagueness of who these rebels are. We're not sure who they are, but we know Assad's a bad guy. Let's arm him. Let's give him arms. Let's do whatever we have to do. Let's dip into our piggy bank, because we really don't have that much money, for goodness sake. The Defense Department went through a furlough, but we can reach out and get some money for Syria. I think it's a big mistake. And some of you thought it was a big mistake, too. So we'll hit that when we get to it coming up in our next segment. So far, we have talked about the Edward Snowden thing, and there was also some conversation about that in the emails, too, so we'll do that as well. But here's something else that happened or came out, really, over the weekend, and we haven't dropped the whole idea of all the scandals that are going on in Washington. They are not going away because of the Snowden stuff. And I think the IRS scandal in particular, remember I did a show where I said, of all the scandals, what do you think is the worst one? And I said the AP one was pretty bad, and I would put that up there high because we have to have a free press in the kind of society that we have. Whether you hate people in the press or you think some of them are good or some of them are lemmings, it doesn't matter. We do have a free press, sort of. if they don't work for the corporate people. But all kidding aside, going through the Associated Press phone record to find the leak was very troublesome to me. The IRS thing, just as troublesome. So an IRS supervisor in D.C. Was scrutinizing Tea Party cases, too. So how far does this go? It's not just Cincinnati. Now it's somebody else. The person's name is Holly Paz, who was a top deputy in that division that handles applications for tax-exempt status. And she told congressional investigators she reviewed 20 to 30 applications, and she also said that she was personally involved in looking at the earliest ones from the groups that were looking to become tax-exempt, including some that were there for a year without any action. So she was picking up the ones that were there for over a year. But what's very strange is that what she said contradicted some of the claims by the IRS that the group of agents were working only in Cincinnati. They were the ones who mishandled the applications. It wasn't anyone else. Now we're talking about D.C. But at the same time, she didn't give up any evidence that somebody ordered agents to target conservative groups or that anyone outside the IRS was involved in this. But she did say she did that. She did say that the agents in Cincinnati openly talked about handling Tea Party cases, but she thought the term was merely... Now tell me if you believe this or not. You have to be good when you lie. She said she thought, when they talked about these cases, that it was just shorthand for all applications from groups that were politically active, conservative, and liberal. Are you buying that? I live in America. I've heard the word Tea Party, 150,000 times. But I think it really means everybody. I think it means anything political. I don't think so. I'm not buying that. She did say that dozens of Tea Party applications sat untouched for that, 12-month period while they waited for guidance from Washington on how to handle them. Oh, that's your IRS at work for you. When they want your money, they'll have it in. They will be hounding you for money when you make no money, for every cent they can squeeze out of you. But when you are applying for something that would help you, like a tax-exempt status, and, hello, give us the information, well, forget about it. No, we're just going to let this sit and stew. We're going to put this in the inbox and have it hang around there. So she was one of the first IRS employees to be interviewed. Now, they're doing that joint investigation in the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee and the House Ways and Means Committee. It's just like a committee. That's what it's about. It's the summer of investigations in the year of the whistleblower. So they've interviewed six IRS employees, part of the whole inquiry thing, and Paz is one of them. Then there were a couple of other agents from the Cincinnati office. The IRS isn't saying anything because I've already tried. Nobody's coming on from the IRS to talk about that, including the new guy who I think is okay, but he's not jumping on any shows to talk about anything. He'll testify, but that's it. So a year-long audit by the Inspector General found that the IRS agents had improperly targeted those groups for sometimes just erroneous scrutiny when they applied for the 501c3. It's tax exempt. So they found no evidence that Washington ordered or authorized or targeted them or any of that kind of stuff. So who is it? It was people that were politically motivated, that worked for the IRS, that wanted to make sure there was no problem with Obama and want to make sure he got in again, wanted to just attack Tea Party people. What's the deal with that? And that's the question that has to be answered, because this is an unbelievable miscarriage of justice and ridiculous. Why would you do that? I mean, why would they openly say they're targeting those groups? It's because regulations say that tax-exempt social welfare organizations can engage in some political activity, but their primary mission can't be influencing the outcome of elections. And the IRS, of course, gets to make that determination, but they weren't making any determinations. They were just letting applications sit there because they didn't want to deal with it. That's what it was. There was no guidance. There was no tool. There was nothing to follow along. They were just thrown in a pile. That's it. So by the fall of 2010, when they're working on applications, I mean, this is still pushed off. It was just pushed off in the distance. And they didn't even pause. This woman from Washington says she didn't even learn that agents were targeting groups based on those terms until June of 2011. And that was about the time that Lois Lerner first ordered agents to change the criteria. So they were referring to the applications as Tea Party cases. There's something so wrong about this. There are so many lawsuits in the works. So many lawsuits. 102 applications, 29 involved Tea Party or Patriots or 912 groups or any of that kind of stuff is what they're calling them. And some of the applications are still waiting action. Still waiting to whether they're approved or not. Only of the 300 applications, only 6 applications were approved. Then they started to approve more after this report came out. Okay, so the election's over. It's time to move forward. It's December of 2012. Let's approve some of these. It just is so fishy. I mean, you don't have to get hit over top of the head with it. So to me, the IRS scandal is just as ripe as the AP and getting to the bottom of some of the other stuff that's happening in Washington. I mean, this points to a much, I think, higher person in the IRS. Who gains by targeting the conservative groups? Who gains by this? And Eric Holder, once again, the Attorney General, has no knowledge of this whatsoever. I mean, he's not digging into this. I mean, something is absolutely wrong here. All right, your emails next, or flip me a call, 855-266-CAPE, 855-266-5283.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Whatever it is that you ended up doing, maybe you caught Superman or Man of Steel is the name of the movie, over $100 million. So somebody went to see that over the weekend. I noticed there was a lot of families, I think, trekking in my area to make it to Man of Steel. So that might have been a good Father's Day deal, certainly. And there were a lot of people who went out to lunch and dinner and all that stuff. So bravo for paying attention to the dads. The dads should get a day. And, you know, Father's Day, I don't know how many people realize this, but as a quick aside here, Father's Day is something that wasn't started. You know, Mother's Day happened, and everybody went along with it and thought it was great. But Father's Day wasn't started until the 70s. So it wasn't even, it didn't even really formally exist until the 70s, which just seems odd that Mother's Day came around so much sooner. But Father's Day, honoring the dads in the world, since we already had the, because it is kind of a, I think it's a good day. I think it's good to do that, to celebrate it. But Mother's Day, Grandparents' Day, Chicken Soup Day. I mean, there's, you know, every day there's a different thing people celebrate. I always think, did Hallmark cards invent this day? So the idea was it came about to complement, I guess, the whole Mother's Day thing. Some would tell you that the first Father's Day really happened in 1910, but the way it's been told to me, officially Father's Day, if when it was introduced and when it came about as honoring and recognizing it, really didn't happen until 1972. In fact, the crazy thing is it became a permanent national holiday, which, what, Sunday's a holiday? When President Nixon signed it into law in 1972. So how about that? 1972, officially, even though it had been kicked around and talked about and was kind of one of those obscure things since like 1910, as I said, but not official until after that. Wow. Guys in the world getting ripped off once again. All right, so I said we would head to the mailbag, and plenty of you had things to say about Father's Day. Let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one from Frank. Whoops. He needs a rest. He needed a rest, man. He needed to celebrate Father's Day. This one from Frank in Illinois, and he says, Kate, I don't know about you, but I have so much love for my father who passed just a few years ago. As a young boy, he used to take me to go and see the Yankees play at least once a year, and he took me to some of the first good grub spots I ever had, diner-type things, when I was just a kid, too. It used to be so special to me. He used to throw the ball around. He did all the usual things that you think dads do, but then he would give me some great advice, and he said, never let them see you sweat, kid. That's the key to life, and I've always lived that way. And I love you, Pops. And a big shout-out to all the other fathers across the country. All right, well said. How about that? Here's another one. This one from James. James says, Happy Father's Day, America. I am a new father, and I have to say I never knew what it was like until I had my own child and really realized that feeling and how that connection is. I had a great connection with my father, but I think when you have your own child, it becomes even more clear how special that is. I hope the fathers in the world are out there taking that responsibility and not taking it lightly. I know I never will. Ah, that's well said. You need a father. Everybody needs a father figure or a father in their life. All right, let's move on to something else. We've got a bunch of other emails here. I'm going to try to get through a whole bunch of them. Terry says, if we focus on the dictator Assad of Syria and ignore Iran and their nuclear buildup, could we be putting our resources to use better? Example, had we focused all our efforts in World War II on Italy and ignored Germany, what would have happened? Victory and peace, Terry. Yeah, the thing to think about is just what kind of resources are we talking about tripping here to Syria, and what else is going on as far as Iran is concerned. It is of great concern to, you know, you look at Benjamin Netanyahu and he says, hey, do what you want, but the second I know for sure they're nuked, we're going after them. And that's it. Boom. And who's our ally in the Middle East? Israel. So we are sucked into the sands of the Middle East, no matter how we parcel it out. But Syria is the scary exception to me, especially because of the other things that are happening. I mean, even Netanyahu was saying, don't be fooled by the Iranian elections, because they certainly aren't free. They certainly aren't open. Anything you're seeing is just a bunch of nonsense. Look a little bit closer. They are definitely trying to fake you out. And the international community can't be caught up in wishful thinking and try to relax the pressure on Iran to halt their nuclear program. I mean, he's not letting up on this one. If he had to do it alone, he'll do it alone. And listen, Ahmadinejad, who pushed for nuclear development, he's the guy who said Israel should be wiped off the map. He's the guy who said The Jewish people made it all up. The atrocities that happened in Germany never happened, that the Holocaust was just a made-up deal. So I really can't blame Netanyahu for feeling that way. All right, here's one from Jackson, listening to us in Texas. And Jackson says, "Hey, Ms. Delaney, I've never sent you an email, but I'm shooting you one now. Syria is a no-go, sister. Why are we suddenly crossing that red line? I don't understand it. Where are we getting the money? My goodness, we cut off half of our military. It's a voluntary military all the way across the board. Now we're talking about sending arms. How long is it before we're suddenly talking about sending troops?" And that, my friend, would be a game changer. That would be a game changer. I don't think we send troops, but we've said that before. Should we send troops? No, no, and no. Is it a possibility that we could send troops? I would say no, no, and no. But I don't feel completely confident in saying that. And what a disaster that would be. You know, you look at Iraq. They just had some more attacks. 32 people were killed. They say they were coordinated attacks. This is what's happening in the marketplaces. You have more people blowing themselves up, more crazy nonsense, people setting off car bombs. It's very sad because of how much blood, sweat, and tears that we spilled in Iraq. So dozens of people again killed in a wave of violence. And this, we could have written this screenplay. We knew it was going to happen. I mean, this is a decade after our invasion, right? And its violence has just ticked up there. The death toll keeps going up and up and up. About 2,000 people have been slaughtered, killed, since the start of April. Mostly car bombs, that kind of stuff. And here, the car bombs hit the Shiite majority areas, and that's where most of the killings were, in some of the towns in the south and in the center of the country. No one claimed responsibility for it, but it's that whole thing, Shiite, Sunnis, back and forth. It's crazy. And it keeps happening. It keeps getting worse and worse and worse. All right, here's another one. This one from Jake in Austin. "Kate, you know me. I have an opinion about everything. First of all, happy Father's Day to you and yours and everyone listening to America Tonight. My son took me out for some lunch. We had some good conversation, and we were watching, actually, SportsCenter in the bar." Well, I must have went to a sports bar. By the way, what's going on with Syria to me is outrageous. How can we possibly even consider getting involved with Syria when we don't know who the rebels are? It's frightening to think that the Middle East really has us on a string, don't they? They do have us on a string, it seems. And the problem is, in these unwinnable situations, the money, the sacrifices, the everything else, forget the money for a second even. Think of the human loss that we expended in Iraq and also in Afghanistan. Families' lives ripped apart, guys and women who came back without limbs, this new warfare of the IEDs, how vicious and violent it is, and, of course, hands being tied with not knowing what the response is or what they're allowed to respond, actually. The rules of engagement are so cockamamie to me, where you have kids that are rigged up to bombs and innocent villagers that are rigged up to bombs and, I mean, all kinds of crazy nonsense that has led to the death of too many Americans, frankly. Now, here we are in the Syria situation. Just to be clear, no boots on the ground, but arming the Syrian rebels. Arming the Syrian rebels. At least no fly zone. That didn't go up out there, because that would have been an incredible hassle to do that, too, as well. All right, join me on the flip side for little odds and ends. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
To the finish line. You know, the big thing that everybody's talking about, because I like to say America Tonight is about the buzz in the backyard, is, do you think that they hacked into my phone? Do you think they're listening to my conversations? Well, this is what I would say. I mean, we all make jokes about, well, I haven't said anything. There's nothing interesting that's going on that they would want to use as far as what I'm saying. It's more the concern about, I think, this metadata stuff and how you can take little snippets of information and it could easily be put together and it could be misconstrued, words could be misconstrued. And I think that there is a legitimate reason to be concerned about how information is stored. So, you know, shame on, first of all, shame on the NSA for hiring contractors that have this clearance. I guess you can't 100% be sure of what's happening. But to have a kid who's a high school dropout but was probably smart with computers, went to community college, had a few classes, ends up with this $200,000 job where he has this incredible access. I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. I understand that contractors are used all the time. But why at that level, if you're talking about gathering information, how many people do we have in that position that have their eyes on all this classified information in the first place? Because doesn't it stand to reason that that should be somebody who's a super trained person who is working directly for the NSA? Or am I just being naive? Because here's the deal. You can get this book, read this book. We have to have one of them on, Dana Priest probably. But there's a book called Top Secret America. And in that book, it tells you all of this stuff, that where some of these places are set up, all of that. And it's been out for a couple of years. The Washington Post reporter and somebody else pulled it together, and they did massive legwork on it. And it exists. It's true. We know it. So this is not a secret. I think the thing is not realizing, perhaps for some people, how widespread it is and what does metadata stuff mean? What does that mean? What does it mean when they get all the, when they dumpster dive for our stuff and then they store it someplace else? How does this end up in the wrong place? Can they switch things around? Can they screw us up with this? And then, you know, like a scene from a scary bad movie, pin it on us. Can they plant information on us? I think that's the concern of a lot of people, that could you be targeted? Could you be targeted for something because of something else that's happened in your life? All right, so here's another interesting odd and end. Vladimir Putin has come up really hard against the West arming Syrian rebels. He's warning, in fact, that, you know, arming Syrian rebels who kill their enemies and eat their organs is not a good thing, because there's a video that's floating around. You know, we don't know who the rebels are. They cut out the hearts of the people that they kill. And one of the videos shows this, a guy cutting out the heart like he's one of the voodoo guys on one of the early episodes of Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom. And no kidding, he takes a bite out of the heart, which is sick. I mean, it is a very sickening video, and it's out there. You can find it. So he was referring to that, I'm sure. And he says, you know, do you support these people? Do you want to supply arms to these people? Putin was speaking to reporters in London after meeting with the British Prime Minister David Cameron, and that's what he's referring to with the whole video thing. So he's disapproving of the plan to support military support to the Syrian rebels, and it comes just a day before he's meeting with President Obama. So isn't that great? Because, you know, they're having the meetings, and they've got the Group of Eight summit in Northern Ireland, where Syria is going to be at the top of the agenda. So what will go back and forth between Putin and Obama could be pretty interesting here. Russia's been at odds with the United States, that's no secret, and the UK over how long, you know, over how to bring an end to what's going on in the civil war in Syria. Russia and Syria have an alliance that goes back to the Cold War, so you know what's going there. Obama said they crossed the red line with the chemical weapons, and that was it. So now all of a sudden the door has been kicked open, and here we go. And are they going to broker some kind of a peace deal? Is that really a possibility of happening? We'll see. Hey, speaking of Putin, too, this is one of the most hilarious stories I think that I've ever read. I was somewhere, I think I was sitting on a train, and I read this story recently about Putin and Robert Kraft. He's the guy who owns the New England Patriots. Well, he was really excited. He was meeting Putin, and they were having this conversation. This happened a couple of years ago, and Putin was admiring his Super Bowl ring. Oh, I like your ring. I could use a ring like that or some such thing. So he took his ring off, and Putin put it on. Next thing you know, Putin put it in his pocket, and then he was his guys, his agents were around him, and then he was out of the room. So the story that's being reported in this diamond-encrusted ring that's worth like $27,000 is Robert Kraft says that he wanted the ring back, but he was told by the government that it would be much better if he just said it was a gift, because they didn't want to have, they wanted to keep everything harmonious. So they didn't want to, just want to keep it as a gift. Don't ask it, you know, don't make a big deal. Don't try to get it back. That would be odd. I mean, this was a ring that had 124 diamonds, and it happened in a visit to St. Petersburg, Russia. In fact, it happened a ways back. It happened in 2005. So now Vladimir Putin is hearing the story, and he's denying, his spokesperson is denying that he kept a Super Bowl ring that Robert Kraft wanted back. So which is it? I don't know. I find it hard to believe that Robert Kraft, for everything that he is, that is making up some crazy cockamamie story about his Super Bowl ring being, you know, stolen by Putin. Why would he make that up? I mean, the ring is in the Kremlin's library, and they say that's where all the official gifts are kept. So they're saying it was a gift, but you know, they're talking about this, and somebody who was there said, oh, no, he gave it as a gift. Seems strange to me. I think he stole it. He basically handed him, hey, what do you think about this? This is great. I like this ring. Then the next thing you know, he's ushered out of the room. Whoops. It's a gift. That's a gift, don't you know? I mean, really? Oh, well, what are you going to do? This was another thing that happened that fits into odds and ends that could have been disastrous. And you might have heard this so often, you know, we'll talk about, oh, there's a small plane and this happened on the plane and, you know, had to make an emergency landing. A plane carrying former President George W. Bush was diverted to Louisville on Saturday night. The pilot reported the smell of smoke, so the Gulfstream he was in was traveling from Philly to Dallas Love Field Airport when the pilot smelled smoke. So they landed in Kentucky, and of course by Sunday morning he was safely home in Dallas. But anytime you hear about a Gulfstream having to make a unscheduled landing, think about the Secret Service. Can you imagine? But can you imagine how frightening that is for them? Whoop, unscheduled landing. What's going on with the smoke? Do we really have to make that landing? Can we go just a little bit further? And the answer is no. They put it down as soon as they could. Any thoughts on the show? Shoot them to me, americatonight.net.
Oh, just a minute. We are being reduced to reading emails from some jerk like we're in a choir or something. That is absolutely ridiculous to be reading emails from jerks. I resent it.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.